Hey, Victors, it's Coach Nene Michelle, the victorious one, and I am so delighted, honored, and grateful to be before you. This is the day, February 22nd, 2021, that the Lord has made. I will, not I might, but I will rejoice and be glad in it. I want you to do the same. No matter what things may look like and what you may be facing, find a reason to give God the glory for this day. I'm excited about what God is desiring to do. As most of you know, I started this podcast to share my stories of the things that I've been through, but to give God the glory for all of it. And that's all fun. You know, sharing stories of, oh, I went through this and I went through that. We all have stories to tell. However, in this season, I feel God calling me higher because it's not really about my story. It's about His Word. It's about the Word of God. What the Word of God is instructing each and every one of us to do. And it's about hearing God for ourselves and moving in the direction that He is instructing us to move. I want you all to remember in this season, just as myself, that obedience is better than sacrifice. So let's quickly obey what God is asking us to do in this season. All right, guys, so it's been a while, and we want to review the vision. So remember, the vision is for people to love themselves enough to value their self-worth and place healthy boundaries while impacting our families, communities, and the world. Remember, guys, we have to love ourselves enough to place those healthy boundaries, because when you allow people into your heart space, you allow them to impact your family as well as your communities and the world around you. So protecting the heart space is really, really important. So I took this vision and I incorporated scripture with it so that you can kind of see where I pulled the vision from. So the vision with scripture would be for people to love themselves enough to know that God has it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. So keep vigilant watch over your heart. That's where life starts. God will assist us in impacting our families, communities, and the world because His grace is sufficient for us. All right, Victors, I don't know about you, but it excites me to know that there is only one person who can search my heart and know my anxious thoughts. I want you to keep that in mind, because there is only one person who can search your heart. So grab your Bibles if you would. If you do not have your Bible and you just want to be blessed, then allow this message to just bless you. But if you have your Bible, if you can grab your Bible and follow along in the Word of God. Psalms 139, 23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." That's Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. With that scripture as the foundation, I also want to read Hosea chapter 6. Because, guys, only God can search our hearts and know our anxious thoughts. So, Hosea chapter 6, a call to repentance. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces. Now he will heal us. Now he will bandage our wounds. In just a short time, he will restore us, so that we may live in his presence. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. Oh, Israel and Judah, what should I do with you? Asked the Lord. For your love vanishes like the morning mist and disappears like dew in the sunlight. I sent my prophets to cut you to pieces, to slaughter you with my words, with judgments as inescapable as light. I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. But like Adam, you broke my covenant and betrayed my trust. Gilead is a city of sinners, tracked with footprints of blood. Priests form bands of robbers, waiting in ambush for their victims. They murder travelers along the road to Shechem and practice every kind of sin. Yes, I have seen something horrible in Ephraim and Israel. My people are defiled by prostituting themselves with other gods. O Judah, a harvest of punishment is also waiting for you. Though I wanted to restore the fortunes of my people. So, Father, I thank you for putting us in a place of restoration and repentance this morning. If this call to repentance is for you, then repent. Just you and God, one-on-one. That's love, and that's beautiful. And you gotta give God the glory for that. Yes, yes, yes. Give him the glory. And if the call to repentance is not for you, and you find yourself in great standing with God, then glory, glory, glory. That's an amazing place to be in. However, pray for someone you know who may need to repent. Ask God to leave the 99 and go after your lost loved one. Remember, God wishes for none to perish, but for all to come to repentance. All righty, victorious people, victors, victors, this last passage is for you. Psalms chapter 1. Psalms chapter 1. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or stand around with sinners or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. But not the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. So I love you guys. I love you. I love you with the love of the Father. And there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. I love, that's one of my favorite parts at church. At when I go to church, you know, we're in quarantine, so we don't really get to go that often. But my apostle would always tell us to look at someone and tell them that I love you with the love of Christ, and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's the one thing about the love of our Heavenly Father. There ain't nothing we could do about it. There's nothing we could do to escape His love. It's who He is. So to God be the glory. I wish you all an amazing Monday 2/22/2021. Make it a great day. Ask God to search your heart. If He reveal anything to you that's not right with Him, go ahead on and repent. Hey, God, He brings us to a place of repentance and He's faithful. So go ahead on and repent. Confess your sins. Walk in His forgiveness, His mercy, and His grace. And go and be all that God has called you to be. In the name of Jesus.